Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you want a queen blow up or a king blow up? And I said, I don't want anything. All I want to do is not think about where we're going to be in 3 days, except for right now, if you don't mind.
Well, you do ask for the queen, because that way you don't look selfish. But here's the deal. Fill it with...
No, I don't think so. I think he asked for the king, more space. That's
but either
fine.
Way, fill it with helium. So when you're done sleeping on it, it puts itself away. And you just have to pull it down. Mistakes were made.
You took a week off. You took a week off.
You did. You
in
did.
Fairness, maybe a month.
About 2 weeks. 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
About three. Yeah. 3 weeks. Maybe
well,
more.
You,
maybe a
little you
more.
Said 3 weeks.
Yeah, I said, no, I said a year.
Oh, okay.
You did. Liar, liar!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Woo! 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 New character alert. New character alert.
Exactly.
Right now, it's a Facebook Live or YouTube day.
Yeah.
You can watch this.
Video day.
Mm-hmm. All right. You don't know what that's
it's
called.
A stegosaurus? No?
No, it's got stegs. Oh, brontosaurus.
No, it's not a brontosaurus.
Pegasaurus.
No, it's not that. It's a thesaurus.
It's a barking dinosaur.
It's a little dinosaur.
It's a friggin' dinosaur I found in my office.
No expense was spared.
Little hands have been here. Spared no expense. Welcome to Disney. Welcome to Disney Dino Park. Disney Dino Park.
Today
coming
on the
soon
Mike O'Mara
with
Show.
All the magic of the dinosaurs.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show, we experience forced perspective.
Dinosaur. Huge. Up close. It's hitting me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. O'Mara.
Yeah, hello. I'm
speaking of your home studio, which will soon be in the new year, God willing, DGH. A new studio.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I've been thinking, are you up to a standing studio?
Can I ask why you asked that question?
Well, in my effort to get ahead of things before they hit the fan.
I understand.
I was thinking, as I'm always trying to procure different types of equipment, I saw something that was a standing broadcast console, and I said, wow. That screams Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Don stood, I sat. And
did you sit at Wava? Did you stand at Wava?
No, I never stood.
Okay.
In any broadcast entity, I've always put my fat ass on my chair.
Would you say for your broadcasting days that 98% of your broadcasting has been done sitting and not standing?
100% of it.
Well, maybe it's time to even out that ratio.
So did you find some sort of equipment that is standalone,
that
standing
just,
equipment?
That just stands.
I've seen the personalities that do it, that stand. Don't like them.
You don't like them?
They're no good?
No, I just think it's, you know, hey, I'm standing. You know, I don't like standing anchors.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I don't like TV anchors that stand. I like talk shows that the host sits down and you relax and
what
have a conversation.
What about a wireless lav and you could completely recline?
Oh, I'd do that.
I think it was Steve Dahl that used to broadcast from a couch?
A couch?
Yeah, he would lay down.
Yeah. No, I like the standard kind of sit, like the conventional, you know, I don't know why you're, you know.
Let me pick your brain on one
little
other moment. What about standing if you're doing a music shift? Let's go way back to when you're a baby DJ.
No.
Definitely stood. We had to stand.
Yeah.
No, I sat. I sat at taller consoles with barstool height chairs, but no.
Oh, what about that? What about the barstool height chair?
Why do you want? Because did you find some equipment that's up higher?
No, Mike, I've been talking to Rob offline of how this new studio is going to work out for you. And if you could have a broadcast console, it'd be better than wires, or everything would be neatly tucked in and screwed in to where it needs to be.
Yeah. What does that have to do with standing and sitting?
Because the majority of these new consoles are standing consoles.
Why?
I don't know.
Because they want to save money on chairs.
Actually, some of them go up and down.
Maybe, I don't know.
Up and down.
Oh, does it have the button? Yeah, I do love the button. Mike, now this is cool.
This is weird for me. You've tapped into something that is really important to me. I think as I'm talking about it, I'm finding myself getting ramped up about it because I think it's really important. I wouldn't like it if you two were standing, even though it has nothing to do with me. I like the idea of a talk show.
Yes.
Where
people I agree came for a talk show, yeah.
And, well, we are a talk show, and yeah. People sit down, relax, and have a conversation.
I'd find it weird if we were standing.
I don't like standing at sporting events. I don't like people that stand up in between periods at a hockey game.
I hate it at a concert.
I don't like people standing at a concert.
It's the worst.
Yeah, but
it's why you buy. What seat did you get? What seat did you buy?
Does this make you uneasy?
Yes.
How you doing,
yes,
Mike?
I don't care for that. You're ready to run out of there.
The angle would change. It just would give you some mobility.
I don't need mobility.
He has wheels
what do
on
I
his
need
chair.
Mobility for? I'd like to have it. So the answer to the question most emphatically is
you are not sugarcoating it.
Well, he's making me nervous.
I know.
You get to choose your setup. I was just trying to help.
Then put it away. Don't talk about standing.
Put it away.
Put it away, boy.
Put it away, boy.
I'm not giving you bad news. I'm giving you options. And I asked you if
no,
you're
I
into
love
standing.
The idea. My vision.
Here we go.
For the little room is
the studio.
A large round table. Where I can have some seats, and if Carla or Michael,
you could zoom out. They could.
I've already told the guys from Cocoonville that I'd like to have some of them as guests.
What about is it the red table that who am I thinking about? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
Will Smith.
Well, the Smiths have the red table where they sit down and air their grievances.
I like the idea of broadcasting from a table, where I'm looking at you with my equipment, but I've got. Area around
yes.
me. So now I don't know if I have that much space to do.
What about a standing table?
Do you know what actually would be?
If you bring up standing again, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown.
Okay. You know what would be ideal?
I'm going to have a nervous breakdown.
Is some sort of modified but classy piece of furniture that is designed probably for like a patio.
Oh, you're a furniture guy. You got this.
That has an umbrella hole drilled in the middle.
Yep, right.
Because
right,
then you can run your wires through that.
A cable run.
Yeah, precisely.
Perfect.
And that way you don't have to worry about drilling or anything, and you've got it.
Right.
Yeah.
I will say this, as far as the change to what we're doing. This tabletop mic stand, which I think you're using one.
Yes, we all are. Right?
Yeah, and Mike,
we're all using it.
I've been to your setup. It's perfect.
The boom mic is done. Yeah. I have no desire to ever go back to it. I never thought it worked well ever under it. Excuse me, just a minute, please.
The boom mic is great for picking up phone calls.
Also, the standing people.
Yes.
Hello.
People that tell you to stand.
It's the chair coalition. They're saying thank you for coming out on our side, Mike.
No one likes to stand.
No one.
Not interested. Thank you very much, though. I'm in the middle of a meeting. I apologize. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, your phone.
Was that Carla?
No, that is your house. Anybody ever dealt with this? I'm sure people. Moving companies that go through the listings and see that you have your house on the market.
We pay full price all the time, but I recommend Gentle Giant, and they are expensive.
No,
isn't that Rob Ford?
You know, between the standing now, I came in a perfectly good frame of mind.
No,
and
you mustn't let it ruin
your.
You mustn't be agitated.
Now I'm all agitated about standing.
No, because what he did is
and moving companies.
The moving company's a jerk.
We'd make a Google.
I can jerk what?
Just calling you for money.
But Oscar did not mean to agitate. He was just giving you options.
But there are no options to be.
And
we've
closed the book on it. It's good.
Also, the size of the room would not.
How do I put this? When you stand in the power position, when your chest is up and you're standing, you look good.
Look, I know you're talking about like being in the power position, and I know there are a lot of people. You know what it is? It's the same thing Joe Piscopo did with comedy.
Oh.
Okay, it's the same thing.
Really?
You want to be a comedian, go spend 80% of your time in the gym, and then it's either or. Either I'm going to be a funny personality with a relaxing show, or I'm going to stand up because it's better for me. And no, I'm 60 years old. I've sat my whole friggin' life.
Okay.
So this is, and I don't like standing shows.
Maddie.
I do not like standing shows.
Female perspective.
Sit always.
Thank you.
See, exactly right.
Thank you.
That's wisdom right there, baby.
I was talking to a Buffalo fan at a holiday get-together that I went to yesterday. And your father's name came up. I brought up the fact that someone that works in our crew has a father named Tony Masiello, and she was she knew the name of the Buffalo mayor.
All good things.
By the way, are you dancing today, Maddie?
Oh my gosh, last night was so exciting.
What?
There you go. Great. How about those Buffalo Bills?
Yes.
Not
went
great.
To Betty Bye before it was over, but it's the first thing I checked today.
I think I'm the only one that bet.
You are.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're the only one that bet on the Bills?
Bet on the Bills.
I believe that with tonight's game notwithstanding, you and I are in a dead heat.
Damn.
After 15 weeks, we are exactly tied.
Mike O'Mara, just watching. But it's boy, oh boy. The Bills. How about them Bills, huh? This is exciting.
I'm very excited that we're going to the dance.
There we go.
Yeah. Rob, how soul-crushing is it going to be when I win this competition?
How soul-crushing is going to be when you lose the competition?
I'm not the one that's looking at the... You know exactly where we stand. You care so much more.
You both have the same game tonight?
Yeah, we're exactly... Yeah, we both picked tonight, so tonight's game is a non-issue.
It's a wash.
All right, tonight's non-issue.
Yeah.
Right,
but what it says to me, Oscar, is that after 15 weeks, we are exactly tied.
Yeah, but think about the money!
Think about the money, but think about the fact that I've spent more time leading you than you've let leading me, so odds are I'll take it. And so, you know, it'll be sad, but...
I'm just saying that this week, you had a bad week.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
And I had a great week.
I don't know that you had a great week. You picked
one.
I didn't look yet.
I don't look anymore. I don't care.
You shouldn't. I didn't look either. If I'm tied with you now.
You picked one game more than me.
I picked one up.
Yeah, that's it.
I picked one up. I'm like,
that's one. That's nothing.
Mike, what's the golf tournament? Not the Ryder Cup.
The
President's Cup. Yeah. All we need to do is pick one up and then get back in the mix.
That's right.
I'm
Tiger Woods. You've guaranteed the cup. You've guaranteed the cup, and now you can win it outright.
Rory McIlroy. A non-American.
I'm Craig Stadler. The thing is that we are exactly where we are.
Oh, there's a blast from the past.
At the beginning of the...
You're a crocodile. Dundee.
At the beginning of the season, it's square one. It's clean slate right now. And as you recall, I won the first week, so I just need to do that again.
Back, baby.
Was it two more weeks?
Two more weeks.
2 more weeks.
Oh,
wow.
So much money riding on this.
It's a lot of money, man.
Pay for the LA trip.
Mm-hmm.
God willing.
My God. Are you going to LA for the holidays?
Los Angeles, Mike.
Who lives in... Oh, your other sister.
Oh my God, do I have to make amends with her?
And also, Mike, you know who lives in Los Angeles? Show business. And that's what he craves.
She listened to the 75-inch television show.
Oh no.
She never should listen. I don't know what Pony put in the scripter for her to hit play. And she said, "Do you really think I am who you say I am?"
Oh God.
And I said,
she heard that.
Yeah.
Huh?
And I said, look, you are negative, and I highlighted that on the show.
Oscar was trashing his sister.
I wasn't trashing.
He was trashing his sister because he was just giving an angle. She was not enthusiastic about setting up the television.
I was just saying instead of
the new television that he got for his parents.
Instead of celebrating it and hoping and maybe not derailing on her little brother about what I should or should not do, she should have been like, hey, that thing's going to be too big for the room. And it's going to look ugly.
So you don't blame her for having an opinion. It's just the way she voiced it.
No, not in front of the whole family after a big box is coming into the house.
But listen, all the men in the audience could totally relate to that.
Of course.
Yeah. I related to it. I know. Look, in my experience, and I'm not going to make sweeping generalizations just because they're bigger sports fans than men that are women. There are women that love TV. Mm-hmm. But in my experience and in Oscar's experience and in Rob's experience, the men in their world get more excited about televisions.
Of course.
When I go to Costco, it's the guys that I see drooling over televisions a lot, unless there's the man that's there with his wife because he can't do anything with his wife.
When you go to Costco, are you like me? Do you always just look at them? You always just walk by?
You know, it brings up something. You know what frustrates me down here?
What's that?
You know what you see down here in the land of the entitled selfish snowbird?
What's that?
You see the woman and man in a men's clothing store. Like she is his mother. Now, it's something I've asked Carla to do because I get a little jealous. I said, boy, I see these women shopping with their old men and, and they're helping them. And they say, oh, that looks good. That doesn't look. And that you just don't. I've never had it. I've never had that experience. But you see them and it's like, oh, honey, yeah, that's good.
What are we
going
to do?
You took me on a field trip to Dillard's once and we saw this. Mm-hmm. We saw this phenomenon.
Yeah. And it was the man with the the pastel colors.
Yeah.
And then the the alligator belt with the chickish shoes.
Chocolatey tan, perfectly coiffed silver
tan. And she's like putting sweaters up on his shoulders. And it's like, I want to barf.
This is Ralph Lauren. Do you like it, honey? Do you like
like this? Yeah,
exactly.
So, well, we made amends, and I said, okay, look, you're probably
your
right.
Your sister and you?
Yeah, and I said, now, what can I do for you on this glorious Saturday afternoon as I'm at work? And I told her I'm at work. She said, I just don't know, like you and Shannon, and this is how sweet my sister is and caring and loving. She just moved into this house and she wants to make it feel like Christmas, like she always has. This right. is what she's always done. And by the way, I'm a taskmaster. I'm not the type of person that could probably make a 4-month runway for a new home feel like Christmas for the entire family. I don't know right. if I'd try. I'd be like, hey, right. we're all going to go to mom's. She'll take care of it because I can't handle doing anything at my house.
Tough. Are your parents going out to California?
So they are
too?
As well.
So the whole family. Let me just see if I've got this
yes.
right. Your whole family, wherever the gathering is, they all travel there.
We
right?
have to.
Is that the
it's
way?
A pilgrimage.
Okay. It has to happen.
Your mom so that's cool. and your dad?
But both of them.
Separate
my
flights?
My dad picked our family this year.
Separate
our flights. Family, once again, we're the winners.
Oh, good.
And might as well be separate flights. My
your
dad
father's flying
five times
United. Your mother will be flying Fred's Airlines.
Yeah, she's got
It's a.
Wait, you fly backwards, Mike.
A direct flight
that's
with
Frontier.
Six layovers.
Frontier.
Yeah. Frontier flies backwards.
But so
she's doing this.
She's that's doing nice. It, and she says, are you okay? And this is how sweet my sister is. Are you okay with not having a restroom in your bedroom, like a private bathroom?
Right.
And I said, Shannon, Tatiana, Shannon and I would sleep on the floor. Any, if we just whatever, it doesn't have to be an air mattress,
very
sleeping bags,
response.
Whatever we
very
want.
Very kind response.
You do yeah. not have to worry about this. You know what I'm worried about? I am worried about getting Pony Boy Matt Bloom on the phone so he can let me figure out what the hell is going on with his computer. And she goes, who's Pony Boy Matt Bloom? I said, he's the man that is making fruitcakes right now with Rob Spiewak, and I need right. some help with this audio interface, for God's sakes. And then she says, I can tell you're stressed out. Do you want a queen blow up or a king blow up? And I said, I don't want anything. All I want to do is not think about where we're going to be in 3 days, except for right now, if you don't mind.
Well, you do ask for the queen because that way you don't look selfish. But here's the deal. Fill
no,
it with.
I don't think so. I think he asked for the king, more space. That's
but either
fine.
Way, fill it with helium. So when you're done sleeping on it, it puts itself away. And you just have to pull it down.
So what did Pony aggravate you this weekend?
Oh, no, he's great. So Saturday he was busy, and thank you to the entire crew, and you saw probably saw
I sent a
on.
Personal thank you note
just
to
so
everybody,
nice of you.
Fantastic.
To
everybody that worked in the kitchens, in the Rob Spiewak kitchens. I sent one to Maddie. I sent one to Mark Riddell.
Oh, that's
I
so
sent
sweet.
One to Kathy Spiewak. HBS is private one.
Oh, wow, look at you.
And I got nice responses from everybody, almost everybody.
Oh.
I sent one to Shannon, mm-hmm. Still waiting for a response.
Mm.
That's it. Someone
on
Facebook.
Spotty lately.
Yeah, you know, bad coverage.
I want to make sure.
Oh, she'll never see it. I'll let her know.
Tell her there's a nice message from me on Facebook for Shannon.
Mike who?
They finished the fruit. We're going to get to that later in the show.
So on Sunday, and I know this is a long show opening, so my apologies. I had a set call for 5-ish with Pony where he could do his magic and tell a remote into your computer, just like he does with you, but he does that with us here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at our downtown location and we're trying out some new software. And I said, hey, man, I'm going to call you around 5-ish. Let's 5:30 I call him. I'm like,
oh, that's 1:30 Jen.
So, but I know that the pony clock starts, like his first drink will probably touch his lips around, if I'm lucky, if it's a late day, 6 p.m. 6 p.m.
All right. But this is okay. Sunday.
So it's like a stick of dynamite that's been lit. And I said, Shannon, I got to get to him before 6 or else he's going to get cranky or he's going to be hammered.
Mission
I don't know what's going to
happen.
The man answers his phone and I hear shh. Like something's actually like burning and crisping away. I hear that right away on the line before he says a word.
He's cooking.
And no, the piece of dynamite is cooking. Like it's about to blow up because if he doesn't get a drink in him, it's over. And all alcoholics,
I don't know the intricacies of Pony.
Do you have a feeling around 6 or 7 o'clock when it's a drinking night for you? You're like, man, I can't wait to get that first beer. Right? Yeah, there we go. Boom. Pony, I got to get into pre-fader and post-fader right now, but I've got an echo coming in through this. Let me try this. Let me try this. Well, that's all I can do. See you tomorrow. And then we're
Pony
done.
Said see you tomorrow?
No, he's just a
He's just not, he's giving you, he's being curt with you.
He's thinking, but he's also mad because, look, I get it. It's Sunday night. It's there's no work-life balance. That's just what we live. And my wonderful.
Yeah, your schedule is.
My wonderful wife, Shannon, says, is he mad? Or was he mad? And I said, no, he's just, he's either staring at the vermouth or staring at the gin.
Pony,
and,
counterpoint.
Yeah, actually, that's like right around the time that my meds start wearing off, so my ADHD is in overdrive. So
gotcha.
It's almost impossible to concentrate on anything.
Thanks for sharing. How encouraging.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, when does the gin
So I touch- guess we don't do want to do afternoon drive after all.
That would be a good idea.
What? When does the gin touch your lips? Be honest.
Probably like 6 or 7.
See, there we go. So both are true,
although
technically.
6 is different than 7. Which is it more likely?
It could even be 5 sometimes.
Okay, so.
All right, let me ask you.
Chances are I was already drinking when I was talking to you last night.
As you should, it's a Sunday. God
bless.
All
right, let me ask this. When your meds wear off, is it getting the drink there kind of like self-medication? Is it kind of medicinal too? You know, that once your medication is off for the day, it sounds like you don't take another one or you don't overlap.
No. I wouldn't be able to sleep. Yeah, I mean, it does help kind of take the edge off the day. I don't drink a lot, but it is nice to just have a drink.
So when your meds wear off, you're not as, say, dynamic as you are like during the show?
I would say I'm not able to concentrate, and I get annoyed more easily.
You were definitely...
Whoa. Jesus.
Hot call. Let's turn him down a little bit, Rob.
Whoa. Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Maybe that's it's medicated.
It's big chair again.
Big chair.
Great job. We're sending a recliner.
No, it's big chiropractic.
Big adjustment?
Yeah, big adjustment. That's right. You can stand, sir. You can stand the entire time.
We got you on this electrostem therapy.
I think what we heard is really the ups and downs of Pony. Because there's this.
Sorry about my phone.
It's okay. There's an inflection point within the actual day that if you don't these axes cross.
A sweet spot,
right? So if you hit this axis right, it's like there. But so much power is about to happen where his meds are laying off and the gin is going in. That if you hit it wrong, like a reentry point, Mike, for the space shuttle. If you hit it wrong, which I hit yesterday,
you'll flame out.
You'll burn up.
Yep. And then Pony lands in the ocean.
Did you get everything done you needed to get done?
Oh no, we're still where we were before. We were
all right. Because he just wasn't into it.
Well, I knew we missed our reentry window, so now I have to land in White Plains, New Mexico.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, which is not
easy. I understand that, and that's my third telemarketer call during the show, which was interesting.
I wonder why
DirecTV.
Why they're loving
you so
much.
Why
you
is
have
DirecTV
them, don't they?
I have DirecTV.
Well, it's the holidays.
Why is DirecTV calling?
Maybe
me?
Somebody wants to get a new install for their in-laws.
Ah,
it's ridiculous.
No,
yeah, not me.
Oh.
All right. Let me ask you this before we open.
Yeah.
How was the beginning of the show?
I thought it was fairly entertaining. Pony added, I would say, a little bit. Maddie was a 10 as usual. Mike, you killed. Rob, fantastic. Solid
Rob,
6.
How would you rate it?
I would say that it started to really fizzle out when the meds wore off.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, there are a lot of holiday parties this season, which means you'll meet a lot of people with a lot of opinions. Here with her opinions, the girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation with at a party. So are you excited about the holidays?
Excited? I'm repulsed, Seth. All this commercialism around Christmas, it's an outrage. It's a tragedy. It's like, what are we even doing? And like, why? And like, don't.
Yeah, you really seem like you're in the Christmas spirit.
You mean the Christmas spirit? Oh, right. You don't care about Jesus because you worship Hallmark.
Oh, boy.
You need to wake up and smell the music, Seth. There are homeless people out there who can't even pay their mortgages. Is that what George Washington had in mind when he started America? It's like, read something, Seth. Learn a book.
Learn it?
Fact. For five people who are hungry, there are five people who are too full. It's like, switch stomachs. Also, I'm sorry, why can't Secret Santa just be openly gay? So, what'd you ask for Christmas?
I don't want to tell you.
Would you relax? I'm just asking what you want for Christmas.
Okay, well, I was hoping to get the new iPad.
I asked for an end to genocide. Okay? So maybe next time you're on your new iPad,
yeah.
Look up how to be a decent human being.
All right, you know what?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Ho?
Yes?
Ho?
Yes?
Ho. I would really roll your sleeves down. People are going to think you're cutting yourself, Rob.
Let them think that. Let them worry about
you
me.
You know what?
It's they're healing.
Do you care about your appearance in any way, shape, or form?
Roll those down.
It looks like, seriously, looks like you just got out of an institution.
For the greater good of yourself. Maybe one sleeve roll down. One sleeve.
Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, I'm going up one more.
Oh, God.
There you go. Look at that.
We're live from the podcast.
Suffering for your happiness.
In our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, get this. From North Pole, Alaska.
What?
Where we have a listener. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where we have multiple listeners. Noel, Missouri. I guess we've got a listener there.
Yep.
Christmas Cove, Maine. I know that place. Beautiful. Santa Claus, Indiana. Rudolph, Wisconsin. The Mike O'Mara Show
it's
is
Santa
on
Claus.
Now.
See, there's a theme
because
of the upcoming holidays.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Brought to you by Legacy Box. Hey, it's the holiday time. Holiday time is here. Here's a question. Is your family's legacy digitally preserved so it can be passed down for generations to come? Did you get for example, a Super 8 movie of your Uncle Bill Sheehan inhaling a piece of roast beast and choking to death at the table? Actually, he survived. With Legacy Box, you can get a lifetime of old family memories, videotapes, photos, and more digitized to a thumb drive, cloud download, or DVD to share and enjoy for generations to come. You just go online, purchase the box that you need, they send you a Legacy Box kit, and you fill it with all your media. Slap on the prepaid mailing label and send it back. In a couple of weeks, you'll get all your originals back, plus perfectly preserved digital copies ready to watch, share, and relive. Over 700,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. You should, too. This holiday season, head to LegacyBox.com for their best deal of the year, 60% off right now. Order your Legacy Box today and take advantage of Legacy Box's amazing offer, an unprecedented 60% off for a limited time. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 60% off your first order. Save your time and memories. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 60%. Thank you to Legacy
Box. Here's something you need to think about. Even if you have all the stuff safe in a box somewhere,
yes,
it's decaying even as we speak.
Correct.
Even stuff that is on DVD is slowly going away. But if you put it on a cloud.
Digital.
It's always there, baby. It's always there. Save it.
Very, very large thank you going out to our buddy Fried, who just had set up a great night for Carla and I with the... with the Capitals up in Tampa. They were on the road, and we went up there, and we had an amazing dinner. It was a date night. It was kind of our holiday party that we had for each other. There's a great restaurant across the street from the hotel we were staying in, and then we went to the game, and it really was special, and all because of our friend Ralph Rice, who does such a nice
guy
thing for us. He's such a good guy, and a really, really terrific
except for that time he put Oscar up high in the stands.
No, Schmoska was a dick.
He was.
You two, you can't even fathom how many things he's done for both of you guys since I've been gone. I mean, it's pretty,
absolutely.
It's pretty astonishing.
Super kind.
And
generous.
Really good guy. So we go up there, and the only problem is the arrangement was going to be made that we were going to go to the game, 7 o'clock game, and then we were going to rendezvous with him at the hotel bar after the game was over, because he's on the road with the Caps.
Right.
He's running security.
Caps win, by the way. Caps win.
Caps won the game, and great place to go see a game. Tampa fans, the Bolt Lightning fans, fantastic.
What's the name of the arena? Great,
Amalie. It's a big oil company.
Yeah.
Amalie Arena. And lots of fun. But it's over. The days of Carla and I being able to hang, we get back to the lounge, and it's approaching 10:15, 10:20, 10:25, and Carla looks at me and she said, "You should see yourself." I said, "What? You're so tired." I said, "I got up at 5:30 in the morning. I'm just not, you know, how I survived Las Vegas was a mystery to me because we're that is such a late.
You're probably still feeling Vegas.
I don't do it anymore. The gambling addiction kept kept me
that
going.
That was the adrenaline.
That kept me. Yep. That was the adrenaline.
I thought you were going to gift Carla to Ovi. Maybe that would.
They didn't. We're sitting there and we don't know what the evening holds.
Okay.
We don't know if this is. All I know is when we got to the hotel, Nicholas Backstrom was walking through the lobby.
Ooh.
And Carla, who doesn't know the players, she doesn't know the team like me.
Right.
Carla, I'm checking in, right?
Yeah.
And then I hear Carla behind me say, "Really looking forward to seeing you play tonight."
Yeah.
And I turned around and I said, "What was that?" I said, "That." And I'm like, "Oh, that's Nicholas Backstrom." Yeah. And I'm like, "Yeah, that's very cool." I said, "Very cool, Carla." And I said, "Wait a minute.
Hey.
I heard your tone. I heard, hello, big boy.
Mm.
Looking forward to watching you play."
Lace up
that's
your
the
skates.
Only,
you're fit.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of players that not all that I recognized that were hanging around.
Did she
hotel.
Know it was Backstrom or did she just recognize
was a player.
Him as a hockey player?
She knew him as a player probably from all the time. Well, he's been with the Capitals for 30 years, seems like.
Long guy.
So she recognized him, and then we check in. So I didn't
That's
know.
That's cool as it is.
Yeah.
It's cool as it is. And at the end, after the game, I didn't know whether we were going to be able to hang with some of the players or not. But all I can tell you is the energy level from getting up at 5:30 with my son and just hanging, I'm done. I'm flat out done. Had a little vino with dinner, had one of those giant beers at the hockey game.
Sure.
And I order a Miller Lite as we're sitting there. I take a couple of sips of it. Carla orders a glass of wine. We're sitting there. It's 10:30. I think Fried says I'll be by in maybe 5 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking, going, at this point, nothing matters. At this point, I am rooting for for the bed. I'm rooting for the hotel room door to go in, you know, get into my underwear and go to sleep. That's what I want.
To set the scene again, you travel from Fort Myers
to
Tampa, where you've got...
how long of a flight is that?
Roughly 2.5 hours, right?
It was a 2-hour and 30-minute drive.
Okay.
Roughly. Oh, you drove. Yes. Okay.
So
yes,
you drive, you check into the hotel, you're hyped up for the game. The game was a fantastic game if you're a Caps fan.
Great game.
Great. I actually texted Mike when it was over because I was watching it here at the studio while we're
Lots
working.
Lots of good sports this weekend
and,
all over the place.
He says, he's like, yeah, like he responds right away. So I'm like, man, he's up. Is this the night? And I couldn't remember from our stories if this was the actual night that you were going to be out there. When you responded with such enthusiasm, I said, man, he's going to have a fantastic evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have the Miller Lite in the hotel bar or
in
the hotel bar. In the hotel bar after
waiting
the game.
For
after
Fry.
The game.
Okay, waiting for Fry. Perfect. No expectations, really. I mean, there's the chance, I think, when we talked early. But at this point, look, with all as I'm not the I've never really been a star chaser.
Yeah.
So I'm but
as
it
a
still
star
would be
yourself, kind of, Mike.
It would
you know, being there.
Mike, you understand that they require respect as you do.
Yeah, as I do, right. Exactly.
Privacy
we'll
and
go
time.
We'll go with that. For anybody that was in Las Vegas that saw me like eating a bagel. Hi. How are you? So anyway, I don't care at this point. I'm perfectly good. In fact, and then it goes from not caring to actively rooting. So Fried finally arrives, sits down. He's gassed. He's been with the players' dads all day, you know, taking care of them.
Yeah.
So he's wiped as soon as he says it. He says, "I am so exhausted." I said, "Oh, God, so are we, Fried. Listen, do what you have to do. We're going to go up to the And he's like, "Yeah, great. I'll see you. I think I'm going to change, and then I got to meet the players."
Big win.
To bed, what a night. And then thank yous all around. It was spectacular. We had to get back because there was a social gathering at another house down here in Fort Myers, which was a family gathering where we were taking little Michael. And in fact, to another radio guy who's a friend of mine down here.
Oh, so
and
not just your family, but like people are bringing their families and getting together.
Right.
Okay.
And
we're still good.
We're still, you know, I'm passed out in the chair just waiting to go. I literally have to will myself out of the chair to get
morning?
In the shower. This is a 1 o'clock party. Starts at 1 o'clock. We're going to get there at 1:30. We're there. And then, you know, lots of good people, lots of younger people, lots of great conversation. One thing led to another. 1 hour. 2 hours, 3 hours. We're there from about 1:30 till 6 o'clock at night.
Wow.
We're having a great time. And I'm here to tell you that it's official. I don't think I ever want to party at night anymore. I like to party during the day.
You're an official day drinker.
Yeah. Now it is the only way I like to go. I am a daytime guy. That's what I like. I like the sun to be in I like sun to be in sky when I am enjoying alcoholic beverage. I think it works for me.
Well, you know what you are? You're the anti-pony.
Yes, I don't like evening drinking.
No.
I don't like evening drinking at all.
You haven't lost a pep in your step, because sometimes when you, we all get this way, when we go out the evening before, we're like, man, last night was rough.
Yeah.
But today, you sound great.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine because I got a great night's sleep and it's behind me. But I'll tell you, if you'd seen me at 4 o'clock yesterday, you know, and I wasn't as bad as one lady who was a Bills fan, but she ooh, those Bills fans can party. Yes. I loved it. The time we left, Michael was happy. He was ready for school this morning. Everything was great. By the way, if you're going to have a Sunday get-together, the noon hour, 1 o'clock, is the time to do it. Don't do it 4 or 5. Start it at 1
o'clock. You're right. One
it's
is right. perfect.
It's like a football party.
I think
it's
one
fantastic.
Is perfect.
Or if you're going to have a company Christmas party, have it at 8 a.m.
Right.
On a Wednesday.
8:30.
8:30. Excuse me.
7:30 Central.
All right. You know what? I heard something in your tone.
What?
We have to talk about it. No, we'll come back. We'll come back and find out what you mean by that. Is this problematic?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I think I get the impression you didn't want to do it. All right. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun.
Bon Natale, Feliz Navidad,
this man.
Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa.
I love him.
I do.
We all know the holidays are a few days away, times are fleeting, and you need to get those last-minute gifts. May I suggest you go to the MichaelMarishow.com. Click on the shopping center banner where you can get some amazing gifts from Macy's.com, Walmart.com, and Target.com. And you'll be the best with the most. Now let's head back to that little kid who always gives Santa milk and cookies, Mike O'Mara, Gary Krimble.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, nice.
Pauly, thank you for that. Good call on that, Pauly, Rob.
I know you'd be all over it.
That's very sweet. I said that to somebody yesterday. Gary Krimble, and somebody's like, Gary Krimble?
Do you find when we
share something that's from our little world, and then you're out like with other people, and you have to explain it, and it's like
I feel dumb.
Yeah, you want to put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Gary Krimble, what do you mean by Gary? And I just look at I look across this person. I got a big glass of wine, and I go, Gary Krimble. Beatles set up. So anyway, I was going to. I swear to God.
You don't even bother.
I swear to God. No, I didn't even bother. It would have been too involved.
No, hamana. I will never show you. Can
I listen? Beatles used to say it. Beatles used to say it.
Beatles said it.
I'm going to use
it. Like,
if
I can finish my point, I was trying to make. Anyway, it's because there was a lot of radio people. I mean, not a lot of radio people. It was just people that were talkers, not listeners, you know, and it's tough to get a. By the way, I know how to handle that now. I just go into. Shut it down. Yeah. I just shut down and listen. That's it. Because I'm not gonna get my point across. So I just sit there and enjoy it. But
Beatles,
it was a great
Beatles
party. Really, really good party. Like, we had a great time at that party.
Sure.
All right. So speaking of parties, we have our early morning party this coming Wednesday.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And we have a commercial.
Yeah. Do we have a commercial before the?
Thank you.
That's all right.
I'm ready for the week.
Yes. I understand.
You don't look tired, though. You look great. Fantastic.
He just wants 1 o'clock to come around so he can drink.
Thank you. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Betterment.
Yes.
Here's an honest question. How are you supposed to know what to do with your money? Very few of us are exposed to sound advice on how to manage our finances, and even fewer have the means to get professional finance guidance. Betterment is a platform that was built to give you something radical, accessible financial advice that puts you first. That's right. Financial guidance that you will enjoy. Your money is probably sitting in a savings account earning you next to nothing, or maybe you have an investment account that you're not really sure what to do with. Betterment can help you make sense of what to do with your money. Investing involves risk, but you don't have to know the ins and outs of the stock market to start saving more or start investing for your future. Betterment's technology will put your money to work, choosing the stocks and strategies that are right for you because they know you have other things to do. Betterment's platform can even provide guidance on what financial goals make sense for you. Give your money a new home with Betterment, peace of mind included. Download the Betterment app today. That's BETTERMENT for the betterment of you. So getting back to it. So the party, we are having the official TMOS party following the podcast Village Party.
Right.
I get the distinct impression that you boys would have been fine without doing anything this year.
It's frankly the opposite, Mike. It's okay. Absolutely the opposite.
The
idea that you were open to a midweek party is actually, it's awesome. We talked about the schedule, I would say, maybe a couple months ago. We're like, if we're going to do anything, Rob and I were talking offline, it would have to be during the week. And we didn't know if you were going to want to do that. And it was really up to you at then.
Yeah, it's not traditional because in the past we've actually scheduled them on Saturdays. We've recorded on Saturdays and done them. So we are really off chart.
We are recording our shows, but we're going to have people going to be an open house again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Where people are
Zoolander has confirmed.
Through.
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, just quick sidebar. I don't want to come out of upbeat song Zoolander into a dead dog story.
Yes.
Dead dog letter. Yeah. But his little guy just left this.
His little
specific.
Hound.
Yeah.
His
dog.
His dog.
Because
his
when
dog.
You say that, you know he's a new father.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
when you say that his little guy just left
well,
us.
I said dead dog story. Dead dog story.
Yeah, but that also could have been figurative. Just want to be transparent and crystal.
See you on Wednesday. Yes.
Okay. We're talking about him like he's a featured guest. It's, you know, it's not like we're having
like family's
John Legend.
Family is family.
Like, I understand that, but yes. I mean, when you say Zoolander's confirmed, you know, it's like, okay.
Well,
Jesus.
I had a personal interaction with him this weekend about the party because I was like, "Hey,
that's wonderful."
Yeah.
Are we bringing anybody from Cornerstone upstairs?
They can come if they would like, and I'll invite them.
Besides Zoolander, is there anyone else coming?
Well, no, that's the only person that's confirmed with me. That's all I know.
Have you sent out invites to people?
I have sent out a small batch of texts. Now it's a Wednesday.
Would you like to come to a party at 8:30 in the morning
Wednesday? It's a Wednesday morning, which
is Georgetown, brutal, and pay for parking,
which is brutal.
Yeah,
for some,
it's
people.
Really it's for. But look, it's for us and our listeners.
And it's for, really, I think it's for the other people on the side of this microphone.
And I love the fact that it's also going to slide into our bonus show this week, our final bonus show of the year. It's always a great energy. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're taping that on Wednesday, so you'll be able to hear that on Friday. So if you really want to know what really happened, you're going to have to wait till Friday to listen to that show.
And that's Jimmy Cerrito is kind of to confirm that he's definitely coming. And as far as a setup, there's nobody that sets up like Jimmy.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah. Well, and tell Jimmy, though, it's not going to be the same as last year, right? It's not going to be as elaborate because nobody's... I mean, we're not going to get the same bodies, right?
It depends if...
I know that a lot of the podcast villagers are going to make it an early day on Wednesday.
Yes.
They're going to report in early. There'll be people milling around. They love
some of the people from the village will
come course.
By.
Yes, of course.
All right.
They're excited about the notion of having a morning Christmas party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Most of them have they've cut their teeth at like broadcast houses,
right?
Not hot talk radio stations where,
right?
If the morning show didn't have morning show Christmas party where they got hammered and driven home,
right?
Then that wasn't the holidays,
right?
What we have here is a place that this generation that doesn't know that world,
no,
mm-hmm. at all.
Right.
And if I came and you said, hey, man, a morning show's having a drinking party before they head out for the holidays, you'd be like, yeah, that's normal. That's what you do before the holidays.
Yeah, they're not part of the generation, Mike, that actually has been spotted standing in the fountain at the Grand Hyatt. They weren't part of that.
That's a different generation.
I will tell you,
I've done
being
it.
At a hotel, being at a hotel on Saturday night, that was a big night for holiday parties.
Yeah, I bet.
And it was loud. It was loud. We checked into the hotel, and we were on the second floor. Now, the second floor also for this little boutique hotel included a patio. And when we got back from the game, which is 9:45-ish, we go back up to our hotel, and I open the door, and as soon as I open the door, I hear, I walk over to the glass sliding glass door, And I look just maybe 30 feet to my left, and there's a bride dancing, like, but doing that kind of, like my body dance. And I'm like going, well, glad we're going down to the lounge. If we wanted an early start for Sunday morning, we'd be really SOL in this situation. It's like, and it was dead by the time we got back to our hotel room. But then you had, listen, this is for all of you, all right? Morning, noon, and night, all right? For those of you that might be people that do not travel extensively, and you haven't spent maybe a lot of times in a hotel, which happens to be a, I'll use hand gestures here,
yes,
a communal living experience.
Of course,
let shared me just space. Say, when the elevator door closes, be it early in the morning or late at night, shut your f***ing mouth.
Oh, dear.
Okay? You don't need to go down the hallway at midnight screaming something to your friend. It is rude. You are in someone's house. There are, it's just imagine it because you're stupid. So let me tell you, imagine it's a house with all the rooms filled with your parents trying to get some sleep. All right. And just shut the F up. It was stunning. I've had it worse, but yeah. I know you're excited and I know you may be going back, but you are 30 seconds away from opening a door and closing it where you'll have better sound isolation. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to make life hell for the people right next door to you, I guess you're going to do that. But when you're in the hallway, please be quiet. I've been in hotel. Have you ever had this experience? I've been in hotel rooms where Carl and I have opened the door and there have been people sitting in the hallway.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
With a beer in their hand, having a perfectly good time.
Like it's just a dorm.
Like it's a dorm room.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
The classic, where are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fourth floor, mm-hmm. eighth floor. What do you mean? Right. And then you're hearing this entire back and forth on FaceTime or whatever they're on.
Right.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't think you need to yell into the phone because you can't find your friend. Right. Mm-hmm. I think you could have a casual conversation.
Or text.
Right.
But
maybe I know text. I'm guilty. I know we're all probably
we've
guilty.
We've all been hammered.
We've all done it. We probably all done
I
it.
I still do it, I'm sure, outside when I'm talking on the phone and everybody can hear me.
Michael Corleone told the story about how I forgot what room I was in, and he had to check all the rooms. I knew the floor, but I didn't know the room. And then we finally found it. You know, it was, I think, right? Didn't he help
that
me find
That is true.
It?
He did help you find the room.
That's what but this was just brief. It was brief. It was not
just
all night.
Brief.
I've been there. It was just brief. But there was a laugh that where, you know, you hear the, and we're close to the elevator. Thank you. And the elevator door opens, and I heard, how would I describe this laugh? It was more like,
oh, see, that's terrifying. That's terrifying.
You don't want
get
that.
Back on your broom and go to your hotel. It's just a little
your
message.
Broom.
And the same. And by the way, the same thing applies for those of you that are early risers. They're probably the people that were at that party would like to sleep till 11
What about
or noon.
People with kids?
Yeah.
Well, people with kids. It's just
you tell your kids to like psh, walk into the hall.
Just be thoughtful. Always tell my son to be quiet in a hotel room. I always do. I say be quiet in the room. There are other people that are said. That's all you have to do. Others. It's worse than it's ever been. Worse than it's ever been. But, you know, that's just my message. I'm all for the holiday parties. Knock your socks off. We're going to have one, you know, early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Rob's not going to fall. But,
no.
Rob, I would also say, Rob, you know, even Rob, are you getting because of last year, are you going to dramatically modify your behavior or are we going to get happy Rob?
Well, you will get happy Rob. I promise you that. But you know, when Rob falls and busts his nose open, that's not happy Rob.
Let's get a car for Rob. Let's figure out
let's
how
get
to
a
get
car
a car
for Rob.
No need. I got it covered.
No.
Who's giving you a ride?
My daughter.
Oh, snap.
Jeez.
What's the matter?
Because it'll be in her book someday. How you know your daughter has?
She's old enough now. Yeah, we couldn't wait for her to get her license. Well,
so
anyway.
She will be picking you up.
Yes, she'll be here actually
during the
she's
party.
She's coming to the party.
Yeah, well, she loves the Podcast Village thing.
That's sweet.
So and she loves
all
the
right.
Food,
all right,
sweet.
So you knock your socks off. Have all a very right. good time.
Great time.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank
I mean, you enjoyed yourself in Las Vegas. It's not like because you fell down and went boom. That you curbed your drinking habits.
No.
Just
no.
I didn't curb my drinking habits when I was called before the
Rob signed
a behavioral council down here, you know.
Mistakes were made.
You took a week off.
You did.
In fairness, maybe a month.
About 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
About 3.
Yeah.
3 weeks, maybe more, maybe a little more.
You said
more.
3 weeks.
Yeah, I said no, I said a year.
Oh, okay.
Liar, liar. Mary Krimble. Gary Krimble. What's that mean?
Beatles said it.
It's so great.
Beatles said it. So I was making a point. Go away.
What's it mean?
We'll take a break when we come back. I'm in the Christmas spirit. We will. This show is stacked today.
Stacked.
Yeah, baby.
Stacked.
Anyway, we will take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, how are you? This is Ray Romano, and I'd like to say hi and Merry Christmas to all our friends at KCJJ. And, you know, I know Robert's a big fan. Don't you like Steve Bridges, Robert?
He's a great American, Raymond. He's a wonderful, talented American.
Yeah, I second that. Hey, KCJJ, Steve Bridges and company, happy holidays to all you and your listeners. Right, Robert?
Yes, Raymond. Happy holidays.
And don't forget, I was in The Irishman.
That's a...
A lot of celebrities will be dropping in this week. Welcome back.
I loved it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Brought to you by Third Love. Third Love does bras differently.
Bras.
Their bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around.
In Russia.
In Russia, their bra styles are designed with measurement data from millions of women and made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra sizes.
Yes.
Wow. But they also know that the only size that matters is yours. Did you know that breast shape matters when finding a good fit? I didn't, because I'm a dude.
Yeah.
Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. Plus, straps that won't slip, no itch tagless labels, and super thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So far, Third Love has donated over $15 million in bras.
Whoa! Wow. A lot, man.
Carla loves hers and actually wore it on the weekend we just had. And you're going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today.
Today.
Today. Do it today, everybody. So we've covered that. We are going to be set to go. Jimmy will be here. Yes. Jimmy's very excited. The Bills clinched a playoff spot. So to Matty Masiello and all of the Buffalo Bills fans.
And Anthony Masiello.
And Tony, Mayor Tony, fantastic. We're happy for you. And I would just like to say that thanks, Giants. Congratulations on beating the Miami Dolphins. I guess it gave Eli a little swan song or something like that. Yeah. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. The whole NFL season's been kind of a bust for me. It's, but it was a great sports day.
Well, for Eli, though, Michael, President's Cup. A wonderful cherry on a beautiful career Sunday.
Yes, it was absolutely, yeah, terrific. Look, the President's Cup, I watched it on TV because it's a big deal for me. A lot of you might know that I was a announcer
for one of the
first couple of, well, not the first one, but I was an announcer way back in the day for the President's Cup. And it was extremely exciting for me. I got to meet all sorts of famous people, including Bush 41, which was cool for me, and got to introduce Tiger Woods. Not many people get a chance to do that. Got to introduce a lot of famous golfers. It was lots of fun. So that's why it was neat for me.
Like, yes, archival audio, because you know, yes, you could actually hear you when there. I think it was on ESPN, and you were heard quietly in the background.
Are you going to do 11 days till Christmas?
You win! You win! You win! And it's 9.
9.
9. Nine days.
9. 9.
9 days.
Hi there. Here he comes.
Hi there. It's getting late. It's getting late. You better hurry and finish your Christmas shopping. Only 9 days left.
Just think, that's the take they used.
that's what they did. So I have to say publicly, not only to Oscar and Rob, who I love like family and have done such a great job and allow me to do what I do and make my life easier. And, you know, this whole idea of fruitcakes was born out of necessity for our show, where we were coming up short financially because of a relationship we had with Amazon that we relied on, like so many other podcasts, for years and years. And we all of a sudden they were gone because they, you know, they said that to podcasters everywhere, kind of like, thanks, but no thanks. And it was tough for us. And it was really, really scary to figure out what we were going to do to fill that void. Well, lo and behold, we decided we'd have a bake sale. And it was something that, you know, came out of the brain of Oscar Santana and was honed and refined by the skill set of Rob Spiewak. And really, I had very little to do with any of it. And all I do
you're
is
the salesman,
benefits
though.
Of
no,
it.
You're the salesman. You're the one that made it work.
It's great to just have this. I feel such love for everybody that works with us and works with me this time of year, because this was the final weekend and they got out and you've got it down to a system and people are enjoying these fruitcakes that you sell, and this was your last baking weekend, and they're all done now. And well, this was a meeting I wanted to have prior to the show, but I guess we have to have it now.
Sure.
Because now the only thing left to really talk about is the GT and the PT, the golden and platinum tickets.
Exactly.
That are there. And has any thought been given to that at all?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Just to give you some background here.
I'd like to have a little control over that. If I
well,
can, you know, just
Mike,
like a little say. In
Price when, Waterhouse, when the accounting firm, has nothing,
it's sealed.
Has nothing to do with this, but they would say
good setup.
They would say that you would take a golden ticket and a platinum ticket and randomly put it into a box.
Right.
And right, that
one
way,
per cake.
That allows one of these lucky listeners,
that's right,
the chance to find it, it's addressed, and then celebrate.
Yes.
So the prize is a trip to either Podcast Village or
that's the golden ticket.
The golden ticket.
That's the golden ticket, or the platinum ticket to come down here to Florida and enjoy a live broadcast down here.
Yeah, beyond the show. Beyond the show.
Yes.
Beyond the show. Mm-hmm. And then that's it, right? Then I can send them away.
Yes.
You said lunch.
Lunch, maybe.
Completely.
Did I say maybe?
You said maybe lunch if you're getting along.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Depends on the day. But anyway.
You don't have to have lunch with them. You could just drop them at the RIA and just say, help yourself.
Like, this is where we come for dinner sometimes.
So someone is going to open up the fruitcakes. When will people be receiving their fruitcakes so they can
towards the end of this week, they should be arriving.
Really?
And And also, I want to tell people that this is a nice story. I didn't realize after all these years that the CEO of Podcast Village, Charlie Burney, mm-hmm. lives minutes.
Charlie Burney!
Our baking facility.
I didn't realize it either.
And I was talking to his wife, Alice, at the Podcast Village.
He owns it? What does he
own?
No.
He lives very close to it. Like five or 10 minutes away.
The baking facility.
Okay. And he said, I've driven by this a million times. I said, well, you should come by on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said that, you know, and he said, yeah, I think that'd be nice. And the way he said, I think that'd be nice, was to say, no way.
Right.
But he does show up on Saturday as we're winding up and the whole staff is there. And he came in and it's almost like when you see a kid see something you've seen a million times before and it has you appreciate it again, because Charlie had no idea what our facilities look like. Mm-hmm. And we've been there now for 2 years in a row. He comes in and he's looking around, he's seeing what we've done, and there's cakes stacked up and they're boxed and they're wrapped and the place smells amazing. And he looks at me and he says, Rob, this is astounding.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is our mixer. He says, that thing is huge. He said, these are our ovens. He says, how many can you turn in a batch? I said, well, ideally 120. And, you know, stuff that has just been the statistics bouncing around in my head for 2 years, he's starting to wrap his head around. And what I did is I had on Friday slipped him a fruitcake. We had a couple extras,
ooh,
as we always do.
How dare you?
And I said, I want you to take this home and try it. And so we're winding up there. And he's, you know, it just is a
hold
great.
On a sec. Charlie's got a fruitcake already?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Right.
Mike, the fruitcake you're going to get is a one from my home kitchen.
It's from a better batch.
Oh, it's your home kitchen.
Okay. It's from my home kitchen. So
when's that coming?
As soon as possible, believe me.
Okay.
But anyway, we...
just nice that Charlie.
I mean, I don't have one either, Mike, if being honest, and my wife helped bake them.
Yeah.
Well, she can grab
you
one.
Know what? If I want, I would probably get on a plane, fly up, and
if you want, yeah, you could, Saturday, you could have done that. Yeah,
I was driving up to Tampa.
Mm.
That
yeah,
said,
Tampa,
you know, it was really a great positive vibe, and at that point,
the opposite of what's happening
exactly.
Right now.
And I said, and by the way, Charlie,
he's a positive guy.
I said, by the way, did you get a chance to try that fruitcake? And he just looked at me and he said, sensational. And it's just, that's the kind of, you know, we've tested them as we went along the way.
Yeah, that's the affirmation
you
want. But
when you get the affirmation.
You give them one or two?
Just one. Just one.
Am I getting two again?
Mike, how many would you like?
Don't you need ask
three, because little Michael,
please don't
now
ask
needs
that.
One for himself.
It'll be enough. It'll be at least two.
You know, can I make a serious comment here?
Okay.
I wonder about a batch that I would get where I would give them away down here. But I don't think it would benefit the show. Do you understand where I'm going? With? I'm thinking like when people
these.
Taste. I know we sell them, but I'm thinking that I know we sell them, but. All people have to do is taste them, even if they're not tracking with the show. They'll love them. They're that good.
Yeah,
they're that good. And I say, you know, but no, you know, it's not going to do you any good to give me extras to give out.
Likely to. It depends on when I get a chance to get together with my mom and we get a chance to bake them. So I don't know how many we're going to make this year. We used to make a lot more, but we don't make as many because now we make, you know, untold numbers at the bakery.
Fruitcake.
But anyway, long story longer, the staff is so great together.
Staff, your friends, family.
The elves are fantastic.
And the elves that made the fruitcakes were fantastic. Did it with joy and laughter.
Could not have done it without them. And really, the bottom line is they're fantastic, and you guys are going to love them. And Merry Christmas, and thank you for supporting the show through our bake sale.
Oh, yeah. That's the root of it. Though, Mike, you took a turn down Candyland when I was like, man, what does he want us to bake more just so he can give it away to his neighbors so he looks good?
Well, no, he's thinking
that was really weird.
An occasional
might be close.
An additional $40 in his pocket couldn't hurt.
No, he wasn't. He's not going to sell him. He's like, hey, why not?
Who wasn't going to tell us?
My elves in Maryland took care of everything. I did this every year.
They're so good. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm greedy. We can play the music. You know? Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking, I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of our show that offers these.
Yeah, that's the root of it.
This is one, like in a holiday party. Next year, I will want some fruitcakes for a holiday party to show people what we bake, what comes out of our show. And that next year we do really, even better packaging.
I will make a small engraved sign that says $3 a slice.
There you go. Yeah. And I'll have a jar.
Exactly.
On the table.
A jar.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with news you may not need. I don't know what I'm doing. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mike. You ready to get your tinsel in a tangle? We're having a holly dolly Christmas on the new episode of the Oh My Gosh Show, and y'all are invited. Plus, we're going to show you why the movement you need is in your shoe and bad Santa photos. We're still accepting submissions.
I'm on my lunch break, okay?
Ho, ho. You know you want to subscribe right now to the Oh My Gosh Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. I'm on my f***ing break.
Hey, thank you, Angie. Naughty. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits.
Yeah, Mike.
And feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why I love Noom. Noom, a habit-changing solution that helps you develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom knows you're human. No food is good, bad, or off limits. If you go off track, there's no shaming. Just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. And thanks to your goal specialist and the Noom community, you never are alone. My favorite part is that Noom has a great food database. Oscar loves Noom. Carla has never looked better. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress, okay?
Small.
Okay.
Small.
Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose, huh? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. The last weight loss program that you will ever need. And that is why we love Noom at the Mike O'Mara Show.
News.
Boo. Taylor Swift and Diddy both celebrated milestone birthdays with big. Oh, by the way, I was doing the Donald Duck sneeze for all the kids at the party yesterday.
How'd it go?
Big hit. Big
nice.
Hit.
Nice. A question. Are the kids with the, it used to be that, you know, Wonderful World of Disney was on every week, and so you got the exposure to Donald Duck. He's not a hot Disney character anymore. Do the kids know who Donald Duck is?
I'm not sure whether they do or don't, but they like the sound.
DuckTales.
They like the sound of the Donald Duck.
That's true.
Okay. And what's great is, like, I'll do it for them, and they're all gathered around, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 or 6 kids, anywhere from, like, 3 to 7, and they were all, and then I go off and I'm hanging out with somebody else and talking, and then all of a sudden you see four of them just stand in front of me and they start throwing the pepper in my face again. I've done that bit. I mean, I've got 35, 40-year-old family members that remember the Donald Duck sneeze. That's pretty cool. Yeah, my legacy, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
I was at a Christmas party last year and I had the same thing, but I told the aristocrats joke.
Well, Diddy and Taylor Swift had big parties. Taylor turned 30 on Friday, threw herself a party after her show at Madison Square Garden in New York. That doesn't suck to be celebrating it there in that location. Attendees included Halsey, 5 Seconds of Summer, Camila Cabello, Ryan Reynolds, and Blake Lively. Mm. Pretty A-list group there.
That's good stuff.
But also, Gigi Hadid was there. Queer Eye stars Anthony Porowski and Jonathan Van Ness. In an Instagram post, she called it, quote, the most aggressive holiday party known to womankind.
Wow.
She even had a cake with her cat's faces on top. Isn't that special? Diddy turned 50. Diddy turned 50 last month.
I didn't think he was older than me.
Right?
Yeah.
Weird.
Weird.
He finally got around to throwing a party in L.A., his L.A. home on Saturday, that had even more star power. Guests included Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Khloe Kardashian, Kylie Jenner. Aren't there any other celebrities in the world?
For him, that's just a family get-together.
God, how is there a way? All right, thank you, Diddy. You're out of
Is he still calling his LA mansion?
Is there a way on my computer?
Right.
You can block Esquire, or you can block people, or you can block. Is there a Kardashian filter on my computer so I don't have to ever see any of them? I hate them.
You're still using Dogpile or Metacrawler? What browser are you using these days?
I'm using
Jeeves. Jeeves. Yahoo. Ask Jeeves.
When I open Yahoo, I get that. But also Google has Kardashian stories
out
there.
Well, I want to know which browser so I can figure out which filters to give you to try to figure that
out. It's just so frustrating, you know, because it's like I don't find them compelling in any way, shape, or form. I don't think they've got talent. I don't think they have anything other than a publicity machine that rivals any in modern history. Mm. There's nothing like it. They are in the news for everything. Every day. How does that work? How much money do they invest in that, Oscar? How much do they pay people to make sure those stories get out?
So it's, just without getting too nerdy, and I'm sure that someone actually has a better SEO background, the idea that you write Kardashian within your post is relevant as far as keywords are concerned. So they will find because of the act of the show, who they married. We talked about this catalyst that created a network effect. So when somebody writes a story about this and they can mention the Kardashians, they're absolutely going to. Like if we're going to do that, if we're an entertainment show.
Because they show up in the metrics better.
Because they show up, they'll help you rank up, but also it's weighted so heavily because there's so many articles about this.
Mm-hmm. So let me just say then, this week on the show, on Thursday's show, Khloe Kardashian will be our guest.
Exactly.
I would love to see that.
Kardashian.
Great. Great for the program.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Great
Thank
for you. The program.
actor Danny Aiello. I love Danny Aiello. I really do. He died last Thursday at 86. According to reports, he'd been suffering from a brief illness, possibly related to an infection, but there's no official cause of death. Gary Stein worked with him, I guess, in New York for a long time.
Gary Stein credits him for giving him his big break. He stage managed a show for Danny Aiello.
Yes, and, I loved him in Moonstruck. You know, it's fantastic.
I have a little clip montage of Danny Aiello. I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, this is not 9 days till Christmas, I promise.
Hey, Sal, how come you got no brothers up on the wall here?
You want brothers on the wall?
Do the right thing.
Get your own place. You can do what you want to do. You see? But this is my pizzeria.
Michael Corleone says hello.
How much money are you talking about?
Well, you guys are doing $15,000 a week. Let's say our cut is $10,000.
You're robbing us.
No. You're robbing the system, Ray. What do you want, sympathy from me? You're criminals.
Loretta Castorini Clark, on my knees, in front of all of these people, will you marry me?
Yes, John Anthony Camerari, I will marry you. I will be your wife.
Is there any moment greater than in the last reel of Moonstruck when all the stuff is coming together and he shows up and the aunt comes around the corner and says, it's Johnny Camerari.
Fantastic. Dad, why are you crying? I'm confused. His most memorable roles, The Godfather Part II, Once Upon a Time in America, The Purple Rose of Cairo, Moonstruck, Harlem Nights, Leon the Professional. He also had a pivotal role in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing as Sal, the owner of the pizzeria, as he likes to say it. He got an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor for that one. Cher, who was in Moonstruck with Danny, tweeted, quote, "Goodbye, dear, genius comedic actor. We laughed so much making Moonstruck. It was one of the happiest times of my life, and he was a part of that happy time." Danny also played the father in Madonna's Papa Don't Preach video, and he recorded his own answer. He loved to sing. He recorded his own answer song, Papa Wants the Best for You. Just a cool guy. Love that he started his career so late in movies. And that he was always the go-to guy. Like something like 44 when he really got to his first movie role. So Safe Home, great. A lot of joy.
Great actor.
Danny Aiello was one of those guys when he was on screen. I'd love it. And he will be missed. If you're over age 38, congratulations. You've actually beaten the odds.
Thank you.
For our species. A new study by Australia's National Science Agency found that natural human lifespan is only supposed to be 38 years. Wow. Our ancient ancestors, like Neanderthals, rarely even made it to 38. So why is the average lifespan now around double that? There are two major factors, our living standards, with things like refrigerated food, nutrition and plumbing, and modern medicine. Also, random fact, the mammal with the longest lifespan is the bowhead whale. They can make it to 268 years.
Wow.
268 years old. Wow, that is absolutely
But the last 8
amazing.
Years, they swim so slow.
So slow with all their wrinkles. a new survey asked people what they put on top of their Christmas tree. And the number one answer was a meatball. No, that's Letterman. The number one answer was 39% of the vote is a star.
Okay.
I think that follows. An angel came in second at 23%.
We use an angel.
Santa hat got 1%. 8% of people use something besides one of those three things. And the rest say they don't have a tree or don't put anything on top of it. I'm a star person, but I think stars are difficult.
Have you ever seen someone trees. Put a boot on a top?
No.
I think that's a Southern thing. And also, I've seen for a time in the 50s and 60s, they would get like points, like a beautiful glass point that would
go on. Like a spear.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I think that's pretty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very. We had one of those, I think, on our Christmas tree.
Do we have an angel now at home, my parents' house?
Do you call it Angel?
Angel.
I thought you had a dried stale panettone that you put on the top
of
the
No, you mean the Bolivian bread, the famous Bolivian bread?
Yes, famous Bolivian confection panettone.
Speaking of angels, I saw the greatest thing on Facebook this weekend. The popularity of the Mandalorian and the Baby Yoda, people have figured out if you use a cookie cutter but break the head off the angel, it makes the cookie the perfect shape for Baby Yoda.
I like that.
So you can make Baby Yoda cookies. It's very funny.
That is very, very cool. And now a little something something, people. A bank employee in North Carolina gradually stole $88,000 out of the vault earlier this year and then posted photos on social media of him posing with stacks of cash. That helped lead the authorities to him. And now he's facing a ton of charges, up to 40 years in prison. And I guess what also helped him get caught. This is a local bank that he worked at.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called Idiot Bank and Trust. They're not all good. We're limping to the finish line.
First idiot.
Thank you. First idiot. First idiot in trust. Yeah. Idiot Credit Union. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. In harmony.
This is the whale Jeff Bridges wishing you and your family a very, very safe and happy holiday season. I know my brother Bo, he's overeating some krill off the coast of California, and he says the same thing, don't you?
Oh, that's right, brother.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you and yours, people.
Not enough reverb, Rob. Jesus Christ. That's the deepest reverb from the bottom of the ocean.
Deep ocean.
Mike, he's a 280-year-old whale.
Good Lord. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. I didn't think I'd be enjoying those that much.
Oh, Mike, trust me. You're going to enjoy them all week.
Tis the season for internet shopping. Luckily, there is Zappos. Joyful, joyful. We adore Zappos. Just joyful, joyful.
Mm-hmm. Joyful, joyful. We adore thee. We adore Zappos.
Since they are our partners, when you support Zappos, you're supporting TMOS. Nice. And it ain't just shoes, baby. They got it all. All the clothes that make you look your best. Zappos is celebrating 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that's unmatched. Try to match it. You won't be able to. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. No matter what, get it at Zappos. Gifts for everyone, even yourself. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good through the holidays and beyond. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday. This is December 16th.
I was certain, Mike, that someone hacked into your Facebook page because you said something nice about Saturday Night Live.
Yes, I did. Yeah, it was the funniest parody spot I've seen in a long time on SNL, and I had to share it. Some other guy, I think Dan Heller, a fan of our show, he shared it, and I had to share it, too. It was so
Well, the thing
funny.
Is that they take their time getting to the angle. It is so accurate sounding up front.
Oh, it's such a real Macy's commercial when you see it, and then it's a... does the audio translate?
Absolutely. So this is from this most recent Saturday Night Live.
Awesome.
The holidays are here, so head to Macy's for unbeatable deals on a winter wardrobe for the whole family. Men's blazers starting at $49.99. Cashmere tops for her from $79.99. And for your little ones, Macy's has the festive fashions that'll have them saying,
"It's too hot! Itches!"
Tis the season for wrestling your wiggly little monster into thick winter clothes. So all month long, we're taking 25% off boys merino wool sweaters that won't fit over his head.
If you stop squirming, it would be on already.
And 40% off cozy corduroys that'll pinch his little nuts.
Can't he just wear his jeans?
You don't wear jeans to church.
And for your little girl, it's half off all hard, shiny shoes that hurt.
Shoes hurt.
Welcome to being a woman, Kylie.
And 30% off all holiday rompers she'll never get off in time.
It's wet!
Okay, you have to tell Mommy when you have to go.
The weather outside may be frightful, but in Macy's, we've got kids' jackets so big and thick, they won't fit in their car seat anymore.
Anyway, that goes on and on, but I just thought it was a particularly sharp pair. I was glad you saw it.
Oh, it was so much fun when they did that. And, you know, you got to see it. You have to really see it. When Keenan is trying to get the kid into the car seat, he shuts the door, and then you just see him. They bleep it out, and he goes, and then he said, "Don't. You didn't hear that." That was great.
Mike, really. Things are going well at the Tennessee county level of government, where they had a county commission's meeting, and there was a lady that apparently didn't care for a reporter that was covering it. She's one of the commissioner's wives and didn't like one of the reporters that was there at the meeting. So on camera, she went in and poured a soda on her head.
Somebody needs to... Oh, God.
Oh, that's classy.
No.
Classy.
This is ever been the best.
This is the worst.
She brought it on herself.
She brought it on herself.
She didn't bring that up. Nobody brings that up.
Is she post 50? Is she older than 50?
They all are.
Yeah, they all are. I mean, it is now. I've read
she
about it.
She shouldn't even been drinking soda, much
less
the boomer.
It's the boomers. Yeah. It's the out of control, absolutely no. Spoiled, just incredible. Incredible.
Entitled.
They're ruining our country. Mm. They really are.
Now, when you say to me the word offset, I think of the spatula you use to ice a cake. But actually, did you know that Offset is a rapper?
Really?
Yes. And he's
Offset?
Offset. He's married to Cardi B.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
They're a happy couple. And
lucky guy.
He had a birthday this weekend, just like... all the people that you mentioned.
Did he?
The news guy, he did. And you know what Cardi gave him for his birthday?
What?
$500,000.
Say no. Everything. You got every car. You got every jewelry. You got everything. You got every shoe. You know what I'm saying? What else can I give somebody that got everything? The fridge.
That's $500,000. I know I don't got to give you the money, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know what to give you, so I suppose I got to give you something. You could buy a car. You could buy more clothes. You could buy jewelry. You could buy me more Birkin bags. And may God bless you with more years for our kids.
She could even buy some Uggs.
None of you bitches. None of you bitches got these exclusive Swiss and Sweet Uggs. What's poppin'?
Are we all like pausing over that for a second?
No, just, I'm
sitting there going, how in a way it's Cardi B, but at the same time, that's a lucky dude. That is sure a very is. Lucky dude.
We'd yeah. all like to be there, but I am worried about the tax implications.
I'm sure they looked into it.
That's your inner MBA coming out right there. I didn't think about that.
She's gifting, but yes. she's doing it in cash. Does that now Offset have to report that cash as income? What happens?
What if she Venmos it? I don't know. We'll research this and get back to it. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That is really special. Happy Monday. Oh, we'll see you tomorrow for another brand new show.
Yes.
Very exciting. Woo! And this is our holiday party week, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you gift the TMOS bonus show to someone you love. I'm still getting over $500,000 in the refrigerator.
That's right.
Somehow I want to burst into tears. I don't know why.
Tears of joy, I guess. I mean,
it's tears of joy.
Isn't it nice when good things happen to good people?
Man, oh man, that's a lovely lady. Way to go, Cardi. Boy, oh boy. I just, I wish she'd be aware of this show. We'll take a break, and we'll see you next time for Oscar Santana, Rob Spivak, Michael Bear saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hooray! Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Yeah, boy!
Oh, fudge.